On the verge of going public, Uber has issued a warning to potential investors. The company may never make a profit. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, welcome. We're just a few weeks from Uber shares going up for sale. It's one of the most anticipated IPOs of the year. Is it normal that a company would issue a warning like that?
Well, it theoretically, Uber actually did have a profit last year, but it was because they sold a stake in some overseas businesses. If you exclude that, they lost about $3 billion. And no, it's not that uncommon for companies to go public on the stock market while still posting losses. But that $3 billion number is pretty big. It's unusual to be losing that much money and go public. But that warning they gave is really sort of one of the things you have to lay out in these filings to the SEC. It's sort of the worst case scenario.
Right.
Certainly people expect them to be profitable down the road.
It's still a huge IPO, valuing the company at about $100 billion. But Mike, that's down from previous valuations in large part because of what happened with Lyft's IPO.
Yeah, right. And Lyft, a lot of excitement about that IPO, but the stock has fallen about $20 from its IPO price. So there's kind of two ways to look at it. One is that investors are seeing Uber coming down the pipeline and not as excited for Lyft as they were. So what happens next is Uber basically goes on what's called a roadshow, where the managers and their investment bankers try to sell this stock to mutual fund and hedge fund managers and pension funds. And I suspect what they'll try to do is differentiate themselves from Lyft and show that they're a more diverse company, you know, with Uber Eats and their ambition to be sort of in the freight business and their ambition to really be a leader in self-driving cars and that sort of thing.
The last time that Wall Street had this many money-losing tech companies in the midst of an IPO was back in 1999 and 2000, right before the dot-com bubble burst. We've talked about this before, Mike. Just another symbol, a sign of potential concern that people might have?
It's certainly raising some concern. You know, people call it "quote unquote" late cycle, meaning that you know this bull market in stocks and this economic expansion has been going on a long time, and these things never last forever. And if you look at the total amount of IPOs that are expected to be sold on Wall Street this year, its estimates are roughly $100 billion, which does match sort of the biggest years we've seen, 1999 being one of them, 2007. But as a percentage of the stock market currently, because remember, the stock market is much, much higher than it was in 2000. As a percentage of the stock market currently, it's barely a blip. So from that perspective, it's maybe not as alarming as just the raw number, $100 billion.
And I think it's important to point out that Amazon never used to make money. They went public back in 1997. They were losing cash. They lost cash for a long time. Now look at Amazon. So, you know, there is a way out of this. It's not entirely bad news, briefly, Mike.
Absolutely. And I think that's sort of the story that Uber would like to tell, is that they're investing heavily in future growth and their sales are growing strongly. So, you know, to them, hopefully it's just a matter of time before those profits start rolling in.
Okay. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks very much.
Thank you.